there, party people. My name is Emily.
And I'm Elle.
And we are still on Sutton Foster watch, in case anyone is wondering. We did send the letter. We have not yet heard back, but I've heard that the Postal Service was having a little bit of issue finding us because we've moved a couple of times. And also there's still this like virus thing or something going on, so the mail's having an issue. Anyway, so I won't hold it against Sutton Foster yet, but I've given her a year. And if I haven't heard from her in a year, I'm definitely gonna cry.
And by a letter, she means a letter every 2 or 3 days. Not just one letter ever.
Well, yeah, because what if the first one doesn't get to her? I have to keep on sending them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after Tim moved into our other basement, so now we're in a new location, and we need a new P.O. box, basically. But I'm sure that's the only reasons why it hasn't, you haven't received a reply yet.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I shouldn't worry yet, right? It's totally within the normal time span.
Yeah, please don't cry.
I'll try.
Okay, I need you to try harder. Why don't we talk about a book or something that should bring you joy?
Okay.
Okay, fine, I'll take this. So we're actually talking about the famed, it's called Framed! Exclamation point crime fighting series. By, I think his name is James Ponti is the writer, and he is an Edgar Award winning writer for middle grade. So, just amazing. And he wrote this, so Emily will tell us more about it, but just to give you the brief, we're reviewing the whole series, which is a trilogy, and overall the series gets a 1 for violence, 0 for language, and 0 for romance. So, good ratings. Not many pearls were clutched, only pearls being clutched in suspense and thrills, and not in gaspingness.
Yes, and upsetness and Victorian morals being bothered. Yes. Words are hard today, but I'm trying not to cry, so I can't really think so much. Yeah, it's actually, we'll get into the ratings a little bit more later, but I just have to say that really having romance at a 0 and language at a 0 and violence at a 1 and the violence is pretty much within context. It's pretty rare for middle grade
these especially days. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. So here's the basic story. There's a boy named Florian Bates, and he has a Sherlock Holmes-like ability to, you know, notice small details about people and thereby know a lot about them or about how things have happened. It also helps him, like it does Sherlock Holmes, solve crimes. And he teaches this theory. He calls it TOAST. It's the theory of all small things. He teaches it to his best friend, Margaret. And together, they become FBI consultants. And they help the FBI to solve crimes. So it's a fun adventure story, perfect for middle grade. So if you've been paying attention, and you better be paying attention because we're awesome, we talked about the Spy School series a couple months ago, and it has a similar feel. You have young kids who are in, you know, helping out the FBI or the CIA in the case of Spy School, in this case, the FBI, and they go on adventures that tweens usually would not be able to go on, but these tweens get to, and it's exciting.
It's actually, if you look at the acknowledgements at the back of their books, the authors are actually friends with each other. So I don't know at what point in their writing careers that happened, but you'll see they acknowledge each other, not within the first book, but later on, like they're thanking each other, which is kind of cute. And I once put an Instagram, whatever, and I actually got a reply from one of them like, oh, what about if there's going to be a crossover between the Spy School and the Frame, like imagine the two of them. You got the CIA person and you got the FBI person. I don't know if it happened yet, but I feel like we should get lots of credit for it if it does.
Absolutely. They should be thanking us on the acknowledgements page if that happens. That's really cool. I didn't know that. But they do have a very similar feel in that they're just lighthearted and fun. And despite the fact the FBI cases are a little bit more low-key than CIA cases, where CIA is, you know, dealing with big evil organization that wants to take over the world, the FBI.
Yeah, more explosions. Yeah.
Right. No explosions here with the FBI. One's art fraud, and one's a kidnapping, and one's counterfeit. So the crimes are sort of more low-key, which is why the violence is kept low. There is a kidnapping. Yeah, and there are guns, but they're not really... It's not violent, and again, many fewer explosions. So they're just fun adventures. I really like that... So Florian and his best friend Margaret, they're nerds. And several times throughout the books, they acknowledge the fact that they're nerds. Margaret is a very accomplished piano player. And they...
And soccer player.
And soccer player. Yes, that's true. So I guess she falls into the jock area also. But they're celebrated for the fact that they're smart and they're using their brains and they're good in school. And I think that's really important for young kids to read about characters that are like that, that are still cool. Like, they're cool, right? They're working for the FBI. It doesn't really get much cooler than that. But also, they are smart and do well in school. And they're... Please.
Well, also because it takes place in Washington, there's a lot of fact dropping that comes up, or information about the way Washington, D.C., so about the way certain things work, and like the U.S., the Library of Congress and things like that come up. So
we even get different monuments and a little bit of history. So that, yeah, it's cool. It's I guess a lot of middle grade books are like that. They're educational, but not in necessarily an in-your-face way, just... As the characters learn things, because they're young people, so the characters learn things. And as the characters learn things, the readers also learn things about the presidents or about history or about different monuments again. And I have to go back to the romance. The romance is a zero. Florian and Margaret are best friends and say two. That's it. They're just friends. There's not even a little crush thing. He actually almost hammers... the friendship thing in so hard. It's almost like being friend-zoned.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of like the readers are being friend-zoned. We're being told they are just going to be friends.
Right.
They're not going to be romantic, which is fine because they're 11 or 12? 12. Or 13?
Yeah.
12? 12. There doesn't need to be romance. It's fine. They have friends. And having good friends, I wouldn't say necessarily more important than having good romance in one's life. But super important to have very strong friends that you can rely on for anything. And I like when whether it's two guys, two girls, or a boy and a girl, when we show really strong friendships. I think it's really important for kids to know that you can be really close friends. Like, not just we have the same interests, but emotionally you can be almost as close as you would be romantically with someone, right? That you trust them with everything. And you're vulnerable in front of them, but that it doesn't have to mean romantic, that can just mean friendship.
Yeah, especially, that's what those kids should be thinking about. Like, those are the things we should be putting in their heads, friendships.
Right.
Now's your time to be learning how to be a friend. Not your time to be learning how to be a boyfriend. You're 12 years old. Come on.
Yes. And I know.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of people I know who have really long-term friends, and they became friends sort of, at that age, at that 11 to 14 age, it seems like a really good time to establish. You might have friends also from when you're younger, but that some of those friends are just because you've known each other so long. But when you're middle school or young high school, you can really establish friendships based on a little bit more than just, oh, we're both in the same preschool class and have Barney pajamas.
Well, I don't know, is there something wrong with that or just...
No, I mean, that's awesome. No.
The one thing about the series, and it's really, it kind of goes for a lot of middle grade, even, you know, the Gordon Corman that we spoke about, or Spy School, all these ones, you have to enter them, you have to enter the book willing to just go on an adventure and not think, you should think about the story, but not too much about it, because it does require a certain suspension of belief that, the entire FBI is incompetent, that they have to hire these kids to do their toast thing to solve cases, and if Florian can teach it to Margaret, why can't Florian teach it to other people and then let the adults do the FBI cases? Obviously, if that happened, then you wouldn't have the books. So
right.
There is kind of that, you have to, even though, especially in this series versus the Spy School one, the adults in the Frame series are not, they are treated, I don't know if the word is respect, but none of them are treated as being like idiots. You kind of have that where they kind of poke fun at them at the Spy School series, that like, oh, the principal, he's a principal because nobody actually wants him in the field. Right? So that doesn't happen in the Frame series. You have the FBI agent that they deal with is very competent. He's, you know, he's a great guy. Most of the other people that they're dealing with, whether or not they like having the kids around, but we don't see them as being entirely incompetent in that regard. Because again, if But at the same time, so they're like, okay, so why can't they teach toes to all the adults? Why are they the only ones who can do toes? Why are they needed here? But then again, if you do that, you don't have the story. So you can't really analyze that aspect of it too much. You have to, okay, let's just have a good time. And like, this is a book that can stand in almost any time because it's just, it's about the adventure and it's about the mystery and it's about the thrill. I thought about like, oh, we have to address, you know, anything that's going on now, we have to address XYZ or whatever it is. Like, let's just have this adventure. So yeah. We're always big fans of stuff like that.
Big fans. And I will say, I think I've mentioned a couple of times before that getting into some of these young adult novels, I have a really hard time suspending my disbelief. And the teenagers are whiny and annoying, and I don't understand their motivations. But it's much easier for me when it's middle grade to say, yep, he works for the FBI. And that's just how this book series goes. And I'm just going to accept that. And some of the things that the characters do might not make total sense to me, but they're 12. So I just find it much easier at this age of an adult to read middle grade as opposed to young adult.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Because also, in a, like you said, like adults, the teenagers are almost expecting more from them. And the middle grade, we're not, I mean, we want you to be a rational, well, quote unquote, rational kid. We don't want you to be a whiny kid, but if you're just having fun, then we're happy to have fun with you too. So
yeah, I think that's part
always,
of it.
Yeah, it's always good to come across a series like this, and especially a series that ranks so low as far as our gradings and our ratings is really good. And you know, now that we're feeling young again, we should probably try out our carousel or something.
Oh,
that we built last time.
Okay, so I should have signed another letter right now to Sutton Foster.
You know what? I don't even know what to tell you about the letter. You'll do it later. After bath time, you can do it. After you get back into your Barney pajamas. Or whatever it is you do on your side of the basement. Yeah.
They are Barney pajamas, and I'll have you know, they are very comfortable, and they are good in all seasons, winter and summer.
Yeah, and so then there's a reason why I stay in my pillow fort. Just saying.
Well, I'm going to ride the carousel, and I guess you just won't be able to because that's not going to be 6 feet of distance. So, is that what I have to say to you? Just, but not to you, dear listeners. To you, I have to say thank you for listening so much. You are lovely, and we appreciate you. And
we'll catch you later.
We'll catch you later. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Oh My Word. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to subscribe and write a review. And please share the show with your friends. If you didn't like it, you can share the show with your enemies. Please also follow us on Instagram at Oh My Word Podcast. There we post episode updates, our ratings for each book, and also our personal reading recommendations. Music for the show is by Tim Burke. Editor is Gabriel Yaffe. We'll see you next week.